This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Most of what is here on the earth already exists in heaven. That's why it's going to be such a cool thing when you die. Most of the things that exist right here that you're familiar with now, let me see if I can put it this way. Spiritual things were not born out of physical things. Physical things came out of spiritual things. The spirit world is the parent world of all physical world.
Are you searching for direction or just need a word from God? Join the World Changers Nation for service every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Together, we're understanding grace and empowering change. Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about our services and streaming times. We're in this together, no matter where we are. We are World Changers. See you online.
So let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
We've been talking about the reality of heaven and hell. And last week we talked about hell, and tonight we're going to talk about heaven. It's really, really going to be an amazing thing for you to join me in the scriptures tonight to see all the things that I'll share with you. Now, you know, intentionally or unintentionally, there are far too many Christians who find themselves loving the prospects of heaven less than they do many of the indulgences in the world today, because people just don't believe it. And as I share these scriptures with you, and we'll cover as much as we can, but I think it's important for you to see it and to understand it. We hear about it, but we've never really kind of, you know, gotten in the Word to see what the Word has to say about it. So let's check out the place that you, as holy Christians, will live forever. Let's check out this place called heaven. Amen. So heaven is mentioned 500 times in Scripture. And the Bible speaks of three heavens. Not to bore you, but I do think it's important for you to see these scriptures so that you'll know this is not my opinion. So the Bible speaks of three heavens. I'll tell you now, and then I'll show it to you. It talks about the heavens where the clouds are, and then it talks about the heavens where the sun and the moon and the stars, space, and then there's the heavens where the throne of God is. So the first heaven would be the one where the clouds are in our atmosphere. The second heaven would be the one where the sun and the moon, the stars, and space. And the third heaven will be the one where the throne of God is. Now let's check it out with the Word. There are three heavens. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And verse 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 2. In verse 2, he says, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth such a one caught up in the third heaven. So he's talking about the third heaven. So Paul talks about being caught up in the third heaven. Now, the third heaven is going to be the one where the throne of God is. And then you look at 2 Corinthians 12 on down at verse 4. He says, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for man to utter. So Paul refers to this third heaven as paradise. So in both of these scriptures, Paul here is talking about the third heaven. And then so we must conclude that if Paul visited the third heaven, and he refers to, yeah, right here, he refers to it as the third heaven, you've got to conclude there's a heaven one and a heaven two. if there's a third heaven, right? And so let's look at these. The first heaven, if you go to Isaiah 55, 9 and 10, Isaiah 55, 9 and 10. Now, I've got some places I want to spend time, but first part of this is just identifying in Scripture so you can just get the reality of this. It's in the Word of God, and that's so powerful to me. Isaiah 55, verses 9 and 10, he says, For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts higher than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth a bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So this heaven is the atmosphere. It's the atmosphere surrounding the earth. It's the domain of clouds and birds. That's what he's referring to there. In fact, if you'll look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 20 in the Amplified, if you got that, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 20 in the Amplified. So it's important that we can rightly divide this so that you're not thinking everywhere you see heaven is talking about the one where the throne of God is. In the Amplified, he says, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly and swarm with living creatures, and let the birds fly over the earth in the open expanse of the heavens. The birds fly in the sky, in this atmosphere. Birds don't fly in space, okay? So that would be the first heaven. Now, the second heaven, Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 through 17. Turn there, Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 through 17. The second heaven is the domain of the heavenly bodies. This is the place where you've got the sun, the moon, the stars, the planet, the galaxies, besides our own. This is outer space where satellites and all those things exist. Look at this, verses 14 through 17. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And verse 16, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. So this is the second heaven. Now, the third heaven, let's go back to this. If we look at 2 Corinthians 12, 2 through 4, the third heaven, and this is, don't freak out over this. Just understand that the Bible is so cool to let us in on some very specific stuff that we're about to hear. I'm talking about the place you're going to spend eternity, okay? And it needs to be made real. I'm taking all the fable and all the fantasy and all the religion out of it so you can see this for yourself here. Now, the third heaven, 2 Corinthians 12 and 2, he says, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, he says, I can't tell, or whether out of the body, he says, I can't tell. God knoweth such a one caught up in the third heaven. So glad he mentioned that. So the place beyond the atmosphere and the stellar heavens. The third heaven is the dwelling place of God. It's the dwelling place of God. Let me shoot some scriptures out to you right quick. Just think about it. Matthew 6 and 9. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, our Father, what? Which art where? The Father in heaven. Matthew 5, 16, he again refers to your Father where? In heaven. And then in Psalms 11 and 4, Psalms 11 and 4, it talks about the Lord's throne being in heaven. He says the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. So this third heaven is the heaven where the throne of God is. It's the place where the throne of God is. Now, God designed something. Now please check this out. If I have time, I'm going to show you an accurate description of heaven that will make you even more excited about it. But the earth, when you think about this, and I'll show you some scriptures, the earth is a copy of heaven. I was just checking out the responses. I'm going to prove it to you in a moment. The earth is a copy of heaven. Most of what is here on the earth already exists in heaven. That's why it's going to be such a cool thing when you die. Most of the things that exist right here that you're familiar with now, let me see if I can put it this way. Spiritual things were not born out of physical things. Physical things came out of spiritual things. The spirit world is the parent world of all physical world. There can be no physical matter except there's, first of all, spiritual matter. Physical things are not eternal. They change. Spiritual things, things you can't see, are forever. And I keep that in mind as we walk up to this. Heaven is not a flat place in the sky, floating around covered clouds with baby angels dropping grapes in your mouth. That's not heaven. All right, now listen to this. You know, and I worked all day trying not to get excited. I want to be kind of cool so you can get excited, okay? But I'm getting excited. Now listen to this. It's a literal world. It's round, just like the earth, only huge in proportion. I bet your mama never told you that, did she? It's round. It's a world. Earth is it's a shadow of heaven. Everything that has been manifested in the physical world is a shadow of something that already exists in that spiritual world. Okay, time for scripture. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. Let's try this in the King James and then the New Living Translation, NLT. Let's King James first. He says, "Who serve unto the example and shadow, the shadow of heavenly things?" As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. "For see, saith he, that thou make all things," how? "According to the pattern showed to thee in the mount." So the tabernacle, the pattern of the tabernacle that Moses had was the pattern of the heavenly tabernacle. Look at this in the NLT. He said, "They serve in a system of worship that is only a copy." It's only a copy. It's a shadow of the real one in heaven. "For when Moses was getting ready to build the tabernacle, God gave him this warning. Be sure that you make everything according to the pattern I have shown you here on the mountain." You're not the original. You're a copy. That's why your physical body is going to resemble the physical one, and we will know one another when we get to heaven, because let me keep going. It's too early for me to say that. Let's keep going. You need more scripture. All right, so listen. Let's this place called heaven, let's examine it a little bit more. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, this place called heaven. Let's look at it a little bit more. I've said some radical things. All in the Word, all can be explained and seen. Hebrews 11, 16. Verse 16 says, Hebrews 11 and 16, he says, "But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly, whereas God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city." I want to show you this, but God's word talks about heaven being a city and a country just like on earth. All right, let's back up to verse 13, Hebrews 11, 13 through 16. Let's look at this in context. He says, "These all died," and he's referring to the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11. He says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them, and embrace them and confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country, the one that they came from in the natural, from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned to that one. But now they desire a better country. That is an heavenly country. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. God has prepared for us a city. My goodness. Now look at John 14, 1 and 2. I'm getting ready to show you a description of the city. John 14, 1 and 2. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Check Jesus out. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places or mansions. If it were not so, he said, I wouldn't say it none. I'm just gonna not lying to you. He said, if it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And then Jesus says, so where I am, you shall be also. All right, now, heaven is a real place. Say that. It's not a figment of someone's imagination. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Now, not that I want to take a lot of time, because I know we don't have a lot tonight, but go to Revelation 21, and I'm gonna give you some details here. Now, I won't be able to do all of it, but give you some details. This is awesome. I'm going to amplify it some. Verse 10, then in the Spirit he conveyed me away, this is John, to a vast and lofty mountain, exhibited to me the holy, hallowed, consecrated city of Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Jerusalem, the city, the new Jerusalem, not the one in Israel, the one in heaven. Clothed in God's glory, in all his splendor. I got to go back to King James. I'll never finish reading all them words and amplify it. Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as a crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates, on the north, 3 gates, on the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And in them, the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he talked with me and had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the walls thereof. Now the city lies in a square, its length being the same as its width. That's awesome. And he measured the city with a reed, and it was about 1,500 miles. Its length and width and height are the same. 1,500 miles, and the length and the height and the width, 1,500 miles. That's a big city. New York ain't got nothing on the New Jerusalem. He measured its walls about 72 yards by a man's measure. The wall was built of jasper, while the city itself was of pure gold, clear and transparent like glass. You ain't never seen gold. The foundation stones of the wall of the city were ornament with all the precious stones. The first foundation stone was the second sapphire. The third was chalcedony, or a white gate. The fourth emerald. Look at this. Beryl onyx.
Sardis, 12 gates, 12 pearls, each separate gate being built of one solid pearl. Not them little bitty thing around your mama neck. Main Street, Broadway of the city was of gold and pure, translucent as glass. The city had no need for the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. No moon, no sun. The nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth bringing their glory and honor. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. There shall be no night there. Ain't never gonna be no night there. Kind of like Alaska in the right season. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life are the only ones that are permitted in the city. Wow. All right, so let's see if we can find it. Where exactly is this place called heaven? See, because we got that little woo thing. Well, it's just in the spirit. No, we want to locate it like you locate Atlanta on a map. Can you do that? Well, the Bible does. You ready for this? Now, see, even if I tell you where it is, you can't get there. I don't care what kind of ship you build. You don't have that much life. Even traveling at the speed of light, you can't arrive there. It's at the end of the second heaven where there is going to be little to no stars or galaxies. And our scientists think that the second heaven is infinite. It is not. Yeah. You ready? These are in plain sight of scriptures you read over. Ephesians 4 and 10. Let's locate it. Ephesians 4 and 10. He that descended, referring to Jesus, descended into hell, is the same also that ascended where? Up, far above all heavens, first and second, that he might fill all things. Where did he ascended what? He also descended down, you know, when he went to hell for 3 days, but then he ascended up. All right, Acts 1, 10 and 11. Acts 1, 10 and 11. He says, and while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went what? He said, there were two men that stood by them in white apparel. Those were angels that were standing by the disciples when Jesus was going up. And those angels said, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as they have seen him go into heaven. So he went up into heaven. When he coming back, he coming to... He won't touch the foot of the earth because he's got to get everybody who's dead in Christ changed. And those of you who are alive are going to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. And there's a meeting in the sky. And then... He will escort you. See, you can't get there in that physical body. That's why you got to be changed. You got to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and they shall be changed. Mortal will put on immortality, because mortal man can't make it there.
How do we know that heaven and hell actually exist? In his series, The Reality of Heaven and Hell, Creflo Dollar takes a deep dive into the reality of heaven, hell, Satan, demons, and angels.
God never intended for any person to go to hell. That place is reserved for Satan and his demons. God does everything he can to keep us out of hell, but he has also given us the ability to make a decision. If you have been born again and you have made Jesus the Lord of your life, you are heaven bound. The only choice that matters in your life right now is, have you made Jesus your Lord and personal Savior?
Get your questions answered with these 7 messages. That's right, 7 messages right now for a love gift of just $40 or more, plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out. Call the number on your screen or go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore to get the whole series today.
It's time to take a grace-filled journey with Creflo and Taffy Dollar, July 14th through 16th at the 2022 Grace Life Conference.
God's not sitting there saying, I'm going to get you. You're going to hell now. I'm getting you. You'll be in hell by 12 o'clock. Grace would not be grace if you had to earn it. Grace is only grace if it's a gift that you received in spite of yourself.
The revelation of grace changed my life because it taught me to rest. It taught me just to have faith in what it is that Christ has already provided to me.
The future is bright, and we've got to go towards the things that God has for our life. And so that's the type of breakthrough that takes what grace has made available.
Meet us live at the World Dome or online July 14th through 16th for the 2022 Grace Life Conference. Reserve your seat. Register now. Text Grace Life to 51555 or call the number on your screen. Visit gracelife-conference.org today.
Text to Give with SecureGive is a fast, easy way to give from anywhere, anytime. It's just 2 quick steps. First, text the keyword CDMBC followed by the amount you like to give to 74483. Second, when asked to confirm, just text Y and your transaction is complete. That's all there is to it. Text to Give, the fastest, easiest way to give on the go.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages. With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace. The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Join us online as we bring you praise and worship from the World Changers Church family and the Word of God from Pastors Creflo Dollar and Taffy Dollar. For more information, visit us at CreflowDollarMinistries.org.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.